this thing I want to get off started first, though. So we're going to talk just a little bit of hockey, and it's only for this reason. We know the St. Louis Blues, they won the NHL Cup, the Stanley Cup. The Blues surprise superfan, Layla Anderson, with Stanley Cup championship ring last night. Monday, I'm just reading this article from Fox 2 Now in St. Louis. Listen to this. Monday, the Blues players got their Stanley Cup championship rings, and on Tuesday, their biggest fan got a piece of history, too. Superfan Layla Anderson got another surprise from the St. Louis Blues with Alexander Steen and Colton Parayko, two top-notch St. Louis Blues hockey players. They presented Layla with a championship ring, and she started bawling. I played the video for you, but really it's more of a visual thing. I'll share it here in just a minute in the Crusade Channel chat room. Layla has been, but get this, Layla has been battling a rare and life-threatening autoimmune disease, and her condition started improving about the same time the Blues started winning this past season. Her fight caught the attention of the team. She was with the team when they won the Cup in Game 7 in Boston and celebrated with the team under the arch as the city honored the team in a victory parade. Okay, you hear that. So, like, she's a little girl. She's not, she's early, probably 12, 11 years old, 13, somewhere around there, right? Great story. It really is. Then you get on Twitter and the tweet was announced. That's how this article was written. And some moron just had to be the center of attention. Listen to this. So the tweet was put on there. A special gift from her boys. Thank you, Layla, for being such an inspiration. She got a ring because, one, she's battling an autoimmune disease that rarely anybody has. It's life-threatening. She was there. She was cheering the team on. She made the team feel like they were worth fighting for something else other than just a Stanley Cup, which is awesome. And the ring is huge. Like, they gave her a legit championship ring, the one the same one the players, the owners, etc. got. This dude named Brian Karate, however you pronounce his last name, I don't care, he's irrelevant right now, said, great story, and I wish Layla much love, but she doesn't deserve a ring. And then he went on to say, I'm wishing her nothing but the best, but she's not part of the team or the organization. If she gets a ring, I should get a ring too.
If she got one, I want one too, Daddy. That's not fair.
I supported the team throughout the playoffs. Where's my ring? What? Again, listen. I'm wishing her nothing but the best, but she's not part of the team or organization. If she gets a ring, I should get a ring too. I supported the team through the playoffs. Where's my ring? People, this right here, that tweet, that is what selfish, self-centered, and dumb beep looks like. Every other word you could think of in the book. The team can do what they want. She was a big part of the team. The girl has a little girl has an autoimmune disease that she is getting better at. And this guy, who looks like he's a 45 single man living in his mom's basement, had the audacity to come out and act like some big baby that didn't get a toy because his little brother got one. People,
how can you be this stupid? Oh my goodness, how can you be this stupid? We are better than this. Don't be stupid. Don't be this guy.
What a moron. 100%. That's all I really want to get off to. I want to start the show off with some stupidity today. More than I thought. I already have a whole page on somebody else, but this was beyond irritating. Like, we were supposed to come in here today, have a great day, baseball, playoffs, energy riding high. It's Wednesday, football, week 5 is about to begin tomorrow. And this guy just had to ruin my mood literally not even an hour ago. So I had to add it to the show. I'm so happy I made that stupid soundbite a week ago because it fits him perfectly. And then something Barrett from the Barrett Brief Show, which you can hear every day from 11 to 2 p.m. Central Time throughout the week. This man by the name of Colin Cowherd, you might have heard of him. So we haven't really had much time, but we talked about it briefly yesterday, talked about it briefly on Monday. We said California, we talked about the bill. Okay, they signed it till it will begin 2023, where players can make money based off their likeness. Okay, so they can go be sponsored. They can go to a car dealership. They can go sell their autographs at a local gas station, blah, blah, blah. North Carolina, Florida signing a similar deal that'll take place in 2020. So basically, it's all coming around. It's going to happen. Whether you like it or not, like it's happening. The NCAA really can't do anything about it because what are they going to do? Say, okay, NCAA, college sports is gone. They're not going to do that. Okay? It's not like the university, you're not getting paid to play football. You're not getting paid to play baseball. You're not getting paid to play basketball. You're getting paid based off sponsorships you go and get for yourself, or a manager goes and gets for you, or your parents, I don't know, whoever, whatever they want to do. For example, there were Tim Tebow, Michael Vick, Vince Young. Let's use Vince Young as an example. Top-notch college athlete, right? One of the more popular of all time. And it's about darn time, really. Barrett just said it best in the chat. It's about darn time. And I 100% agree. It's different. You don't understand. There's a fine line between the university handing them money as a salary for playing college athletics than just making money off their own name. And they can do that now. That's about to happen.